The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Welcome to Your Life, Your Money here on 640 Toronto. I am Chris Creston, joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy. Thank you for making us part of your Sunday morning. We really appreciate it. And I hope you appreciate the information that Kelvin is able to offer you here on the show every week. You know, Kelvin is one of the top financial advisors in the country, and he's just generally a great guy to know. And you can always get in touch with him by visiting askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And you can give him a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And, you know, without further ado, let's talk to Kelvin. Kelvin, I know this morning we've been playing the promos all week. We're talking about reverse mortgages, and I think that that's an important topic. I'm hearing more and more about those reverse mortgages, but I think we got to take a quick touch, as we have for the last few shows, and talk about the markets, because they've been a little bit more wild than I think that a lot of investors are used to, at least in the recent memory.
Yeah. So good morning, Chris. Everything good?
Oh, I'm good. Always good to be sitting here across from you, Kelvin, and, you know, being able to talk about some of these things. I'm the kind of guy who really enjoys talking finances. I don't understand it. I don't always make the right decisions, but it's good to know someone like you who can help us make those right decisions.
Yeah. So we've just been through the worst May in 100 years on the Dow.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of, you know, a lot of things happen. May is usually one of those months with bad anyhow, but this time was even worse because of the war, the invasion, recession talk, interest rates going up, supply chain issues, you know, bread's gone up, lettuce has gone up, gas has gone up, everything's gone up. So people are just in a, man, I don't know what to do. So I won't take very long, because the topic today, and I have a special guest, Darlene, is going to be very important to a lot of people. But before I get there, the Dow Jones year to date down 9, NASDAQ down 22, S&P down 12, but the TSX is up 5. So what should people do? Nothing. Sit back, talk to your advisor. You don't have one, you know, reach out to us. But sit back and chill out. The summer's coming. We're already into June. Enjoy nice weather. The markets will pick up. And yeah, not to panic too much. So, like I say, if you have issues or you want to know a little bit more, give us a call. But I would suggest you sit down with your advisor and just have a conversation, and not to worry too much. These things happen all the time. It'll happen again and again. So,
and, you know, I think a lot of people do kind of make a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction to some of these things. And you're saying sort of calm down, hold your horses. Let's walk back from the ledge a little bit. If you need someone to talk you down from the ledge, Kelvin's a good place to start. If you don't have an advisor or you need a second opinion, I will throw out the number 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Sorry, I interrupted you, Kelvin.
Well, like I was going to say, there's two types of people in the world, jerks and thinkers. So the jerks are the knee-jerk reaction people. Don't be one of those. All right. So sit and think before you make your decisions, because it's very important. I mean, we have to deal with things today that we haven't dealt with in 40 years, you know. But we'll be okay. We'll be all right. Money will be fine. So this leads me into our topic. I read an article this week about house prices in Toronto. And it's down about 8%, 8 to 10%. And Darlene, you might correct me with this. So imagine you did a reverse mortgage. If you're one of the people that qualify for these things, did it about 3 months ago. Well, most likely you would have about $100,000 more on a $1 million house than you would today. So the topic, I think, is very relevant in light of all the talk about house prices and things like that. Listen, we're 102 days in since the invasion. So will it continue a long time? Well, we don't know. Like I say, we're 102 days into it, and it's affecting a lot of things that's happening. So this topic today is very appropriate for anyone. So Darlene, maybe you want to introduce yourself and give us a background who you are.
Yeah, I'll give a little intro to Darlene. Darlene Vilas is an independent mortgage broker, and she's a reverse mortgage specialist, which I think is important thing to have on our team right now as we're discussing reverse mortgages. And there's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of thoughts that people have about reverse mortgages, but there's so many people who I think find themselves in a position. I think of people who are my parents' age, my grandparents' age, who've got, they've paid off their mortgage, they've got a good investment in their home. But if they were to move, they're really moving from $1 million property to another $1 million property. So they're not extracting any money out of that home. But what if you want to stay at home? What if you want to, stay put? How do you extract some of that, some of the value that you've gained in your home? Well, a reverse mortgage seems to be a pretty good way to do it. Darlene can help us to explain that.
I certainly can, and I'm thrilled to be here this morning. Thank you very much for having me on the show. There's not a lot of information I find that the average consumer can get on this topic. So to be here today and be able to give some guidance and background to it, I'm thrilled. When I joined the Mortgage Center back in 2006, my goal was to help families navigate the process of home financing, giving them some guidance, giving them some support. I find people walking into a local bank branch can sometimes find that process daunting, a little bit uncomfortable, because they're not necessarily seeing somebody with the level of experience that I have. And my interests are always going to be aligned with my clients, because as an independent broker, I'm working on their behalf. The access I have to banks, credit unions, alternative lenders allows me to customize the best fit for the homeowner. And how I came upon the reverse mortgage was that, again, this was one of the banks I had access to. I got to understand their product through a story I'm going to share with you, a lady that came to me very early in my career. And my role in this whole process, as we're listening this morning, is to quarterback the process. So I'm the person who connects the clients with the banks and the appraisers and the lawyers and all the parties that are involved in a transaction to help people finance their homes, needs a quarterback to make sure that everything comes together smoothly, all the questions are answered, and that as the person working on the client's behalf, I'm there in the background getting the information from the bank and clarifying any questions that the clients would have. So what happened early in my career is I found myself working with families who didn't qualify at their bank. And my niche became placing those hard to qualify for mortgages. So getting back to the story about the lady who came to me very early in my career, she had a beautiful big home in Burlington. She was recently widowed, and she was looking for a way to stay comfortably in her home because the pension income she was receiving wasn't enough to allow her to pay her property taxes and carry on, because the taxes in Burlington, she lived close to the lake, they were becoming too much for her to afford. So she was in her 70s. And at the time, the reverse mortgage approval was the solution for her that allowed her to know that she could relax, stay in her home, and basically use that equity that had been built up over time. She and her husband bought their house in the 60s for a very small amount of money.
Sure.
And by the time she met me in the early 2000s, it was her family home, and it had vastly escalated in terms of its value. So by helping her, she then could carry on with her family.
And sorry to interrupt you, but that's so common now, I find. In the last, I would say, 3 months or 4 months, we get a lot of calls about that. You know, my mom is sick and she has to go to our home. I don't want to sell the house. What do I do? That kind of stuff. And it seemed very common now on a go forward. Right.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be someone who has, been in a house since the 60s. I'm sure if you bought, a suburban home in around Toronto, around the 905 in the 90s, you've probably seen a lot of increase in the value of your home, but you don't necessarily want to leave it behind.
Right. Yeah. And that's what we're finding today. I know, Darlene, I mean, you're the reverse mortgage person, but we're finding from the financial planning point of view that, people don't want to leave their house. They want to stay there. And there's two ways to do it, right? I guess three ways: sell your house, but we don't want to do it, get a reverse mortgage, or a line of credit. And I think those are the two things from my little bit that I know about this stuff to do. And I guess that's why I wanted Darlene to come and explain the differences about this kind of, about how to do it, what's the best, what's appropriate for me. And like we always say, Chris, on the show, everything we do is an individual decision, and it's based on your plan, whatever that may be, right, Darlene? Is that?
Yeah, there definitely, we have to talk about that this morning. There has to be a plan. There needs to be discussion, be it with family members, financial planner. You need to start this early. A lot of people that I've talked to recently have come to me late in the process, and having these upfront discussions ahead of the curve is a lot better because you can plan better and have, you know, a plan in place.
And maybe after the break, you can, you know, debunk some of the myth about these reverse mortgages, because to be honest with you, as a planner for about 25, 30 years, we didn't like it. You know, we didn't like the reverse mortgage, but now after research, we find out that, man, this is a solution for people. So maybe after the break, you can tell us why we thought it was a bad thing and why, on a go forward, it's what people should really try thinking of doing.
Be happy to.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Again, that's Darlene Vilas, who is an independent mortgage broker and reverse mortgage specialist. And of course, Kelvin, the money guy. And you can reach out to Kelvin anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Or you can visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. You click on that schedule a call link and you can actually book a time and date of your choosing. And then you've got your call with Kelvin and you can talk to him about this stuff. He can put you in touch with Darlene and we can make sure that you've got all the tools that you need to have your personal financial plan set up so that you don't have to, you know, play catch up or, you know, do things from the, you know, edge of your seat. You can make a plan and you can start moving forward from today. Again, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. A whole lot more of your life, your money, continuing here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to Your Life, Your Money right here in 640 Toronto. Thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday morning. We appreciate it and we hope that you appreciate it as well. If you want to get in touch with Kelvin, you can always reach out to askkelvin.ca. That's his website, askkelvin.ca. Click on the schedule a call link and you can schedule a date and time of your choosing when you can be in touch with Kelvin. You can ask him about what's going on in the stock market. You can talk about your investments. You can talk about, you know, some of your insurance needs, whatever it happens to be. But you can also talk to him about mortgages and reverse mortgages and how that works into your overall financial plan. Today, we're lucky to be joined by Darlene Vilas, who is an independent mortgage broker and a reverse mortgage specialist. Kelvin's going to link up on his website as well, where you can reach out to Darlene, askkelvin.ca again is that website. So you can find a link to find Darlene as well there. That's askkelvin.ca. We like to make things easy for you here and you can go right to the website. And of course, if we're talking to a reverse mortgage specialist, we're likely talking about reverse mortgages. And Darlene was telling us before the break about sort of the origin story, being someone who specialized in helping people who were having trouble qualifying for their mortgages and had a client who wanted to stay in her home, but taxes were causing her to, you know, have increased costs and increased money going out the window and then harder and harder to stay at home. And I think that that's probably a story that is familiar for a lot of people. That's almost like the story of, you know, so many businesses who find that their property taxes are increasing and can't stay put. Imagine if you're a retired widow who is in that exact same position, but you want to stay home. It's not just a house, it's also the home where you raised your family and you want to stick around there so the grandkids and maybe even great grandkids can run around the same yard. Well, there's a few different options, as Calvin listed before the break. You sell the house, but where are you going to downsize to in this market? Also, you could, you know, get a line of credit, or you could tap into that money that you've got, the equity in your home, and that's where reverse mortgage comes into play. And I guess, Darlene, I guess very quickly, can we just do a little bit of a refresher or a cheat sheet on exactly what a reverse mortgage is and how sort of, you know, you as the broker gets paid and how that sort of helps out, how that helps the client stay in their home?
Yeah, that's a really good question. In just discussing what a reverse mortgage is, it's similar to a conventional mortgage in that it's a loan secured to your house. So the term reverse means that there's no monthly mortgage payments required, which is huge. So to qualify, you have to be a Canadian homeowner. You have to be at least 55 years old or older, and the home must remain your primary residence.
I guess, Chris, you know how we always talk about Seinfeld. I guess the reverse mortgage is the opposite.
It's the Costanza option. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, darling, continue.
Well, if you look at just numbers in terms of the demographics and where Canadians are aging, by 2030, it's estimated that Canadians age 65 or older will represent 23% of the total population. So the Canadian government has estimated that the number will rise from approximately 6 million seniors, 2014, to roughly 9.5 million by 2030.
Wow.
And having said that, nearly 90% of Ontarians age 55 plus say they want to stay in their own home. They want to remain in their homes in retirement. They don't want to look at the province's retirement programs, long-term care systems, especially in light of COVID and the effect it's had on those facilities. People are looking for options to mitigate anything like that.
Good point. And that's the point of this show, after talking to clients and so on. You know, what are you looking for? People are looking for alternatives now, like you say, with the COVID. We don't want to go back to work. We're going to go back maybe 2 days or whatever. So this is the time of change. And I think, Darlene, is the reverse mortgage is the way for, I think, many people to go, in my opinion.
You know, Darlene, we're talking to Darlene Vilas, who's an independent mortgage broker and a reverse mortgage specialist. I think a lot of people hear reverse mortgage, and for some reason, maybe it's just the way things have been in the past or the way things are in the United States, but they get their back up a little bit when they hear it. There's a lot of misconceptions out there. I guess, could you help clarify some of those misconceptions and what holds people back?
I think not understanding the vehicle, like what it can do for you. So some people think, oh, if I do reverse mortgage, I don't own my home anymore. The bank owns my home.
Right.
Completely false. Completely false. Homeowners continue to own their home. As long as they, you know, maintain their property taxes, their house insurance, and keep the home in good order, then they will always have title, ownership, and control of their home. And for that matter, as a broker, any bank that lends money simply has a first mortgage on title of the house.
Yeah, so I always thought from a financial planner point of view, the reverse mortgage, the bank, the lender will always own the house. And I think that's because some of the major banks never got into this.
They're not in this space at all. They work in conjunction with the reverse mortgage banks. Mm-hmm. They will refer clients if the person at the branch you're talking to knows enough about it that they can refer. But when someone approaches their bank branch and doesn't have the means to be able to afford certain things and they're looking for help or they're looking for a loan, there's options. We're going to talk about those this morning, what options are available to people from a financing point of view. But this is something that isn't talked about enough so that people have enough information about
True.
It. They don't even know it's an option.
And I think most of the information we get when we Google is from US-based. I don't think it's Canadian-based. So I think most of the information, Chris, like you said, it's more like a US reverse mortgage thing, not a Canadian. And there, Darlene, you can verify some of this stuff for us.
Well, globally, Australia has the most similar type of reverse product that we have here in Canada. Reverse mortgages are popular in the UK. They've been in the US for quite some time, different product. And there's a lot of lenders in the US. Here in Canada, we have two Schedule I banks that offer reverse mortgages. And lastly, South Korea also has a reverse mortgage product as well. So it's gaining some, there is some global awareness around this product. And for people to age in their home and be close to family, be in their community, have all the comforts of their neighborhood, if that's where they decide they want to be, they can.
So what's your classic reverse mortgage person? Like, what does that look like? Is it 60 years old or 80 years old? Or like, is there like a stereotype or no?
Well, we see all the different age demographics come to us. So I feel like someone working, someone still employed and in the workforce, likely doesn't need a reverse mortgage. They would qualify for a different type of mortgage or financing if that's what they wanted to. I think it's designed for people approaching retirement, in early retirement, maybe have had a life situation, i.e. COVID, where there's been some health issues, maybe job loss, whereby life happens. And sometimes you take a different turn that you're not expecting. We weren't expecting to be shut down and locked down. And we've all lost the last 2 years of our lives. As you age, those years are significant. We're never getting them back, whether you're 15 years old or 65. But maybe when you're 65 and you turn around, or you're 85 and you turn around, you're 87, those years, you can't get them back. So this vehicle allows you to have some options and do some things.
So one thing that I find, you know, is that people are, I have a $1 million house and I have a $300,000 mortgage, 65 years old. Should I do a reverse mortgage?
Yes. And one of the things that people aren't aware of is the fact that doing a reverse mortgage is not going to affect your CPP, your OAS, or any government supplements that you're receiving.
Really?
Completely tax-free. So Chris, when you mentioned about misconceptions, if you're not aware of the fact that this money, which is tied to your principal residence, which doesn't carry any capital gains, is something that you can draw. It's not reported on your tax returns. It's not taxed in any way, shape, or form.
So it doesn't affect old age and that kind of stuff.
No,
right.
Nothing at all.
That's really interesting, because that was actually one of my questions is, you know, is that considered income? But because it's tied to your, because it's tied to that, to the principal residence, it's not going to be taxed in any way.
No, I guess the way I see it is you spend 40 years of your life or 30 years paying down the mortgage or paying off the mortgage. And now I'm 65, 70 years old and I have no money, but my house is worth $1 million. What do I do? So I guess I let the house pay me.
Right? That's why it's a reverse.
That's exactly simple, right. Because Chris and I always try and simplify everything to people when it comes to money. And I guess that's how I see this, right? I don't want to move, but I want to take a trip somewhere. Maybe I have enough money in my CPP in my old age that's paying my bills or whatever. But man, I want to take a trip every, now that we can travel again every year, I want to go somewhere nice. Or, you know, I got my kids, man, and they need some money. How am I going to help them buy the house? I don't know. So is this the answer, you think?
Well, they used to call or think that a reverse mortgage was a loan of last resort. But that couldn't be further from what we're seeing. Applicants are coming to us with excellent credit scores. They've looked after their money. They've saved all their life. But now, either because of COVID or just the boom in housing, they're now, we call it living gifting. Grandparents are giving down payments to their children through this vehicle without having to touch their investments, without having to sell off any stocks or investments that they have or touch their own savings. They can use it from their home. Parents are helping their children buy. One of the stats from one of the banks I work with stated 60% of first-time homebuyer applications over the past years had gifts as part of the down payments.
Really?
house prices are so expensive and it's so hard to qualify. And young people are trying to get into the market
and they
with 20% down, if that's the way they want to go to avoid any insurance premiums on closing. That's a hefty down payment on the average house price
in
the 905 or GTA.
So this is the this is a good alternative, I think, for a lot of people to get either supplement their lives or help their kids out to get a house or maybe pay for school or something like that. So there's many things we can do with it, many stuff we can do with the money that we get from it, right?
Savvy.
Yeah.
Savvy.
Is there any limitation on what you can do with the money? Like, is it just cash in your pocket in your bank account, or is there some limitation on what you can qualify for and then take it out and use it?
Like buying a Ferrari or something, is that what
you're Well, you know, you've got the nice house, you want to put something in the driveway.
So the answer is, as long as it's legal, yes. Whatever you would like to use the funds for, you can use the funds for. It's the equity from your home. And maybe after the break, we can talk a little bit about, you know, how you qualify and what if you have a mortgage already on your home? Like, can you still apply for this and what does that look like?
Good point.
Great. That's a great question. That's Darlene Vilas, who's an independent mortgage broker and reverse mortgage specialist. And we're joined, as always, by Kelvin, the money guy, who is one of the top financial advisors in the country and just a great guy. And Darlene's a great lady, too. You can visit askkelvin.ca to get a hold of Kelvin or Darlene. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can call Kelvin anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. You know, we're talking about reverse mortgages today because it may be an option for some people who are, you know, struggling with increased cost of living, with the changing lifestyle of getting older and changing lifestyle that may happen as a result of the COVID lockdowns. And we're talking about it so that we can help people out, so we can shine some lights on an option that may not have occurred to people before. Again, askkelvin.ca, that's askkelvin.ca, or 416-457-7526. Stay tuned. We've got a whole lot more with Darlene and Kelvin coming up on Your Life, Your Money here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to Your Life, Your Money here on 640 Toronto. I'm Chris Creston. I'm just the radio guy. Kelvin's the money guy, and you can visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. You can click on the schedule a call link. You can also get in touch there with Darlene Vilas, who is our guest today. She's an independent mortgage broker and a reverse mortgage specialist. And it's something we've talked about in the past on the show, the reverse mortgage and how it can help people stay in their homes. And, you know, Kelvin's admitted that it was something that he sort of thought, that's not a very good option for my clients, but recently has changed his mind about it and learned a lot about it and is more and more looking to the reverse mortgage as a way for people to help work their retirement and make sure that they're able to stay in that home rather than moving somewhere else. You know, I try and think about the options for someone who's been in a home for, you know, let's say 30 years or more, and they even less maybe, but they found themselves wanting to stay there or at least tap into some of that equity. And maybe the option is to move, but where do you move? And I think that that's a sort of the tale of the GTA housing market. It's just, well, if you move from the house you're in, you're going to maybe downsize to a condo, which may end up costing just as much as the house you're in, or they're not really building a lot in the way of smaller homes, not bungalows that you would necessarily want to retire to. Some of the townhouses that they're building now, I call like the no grandparents allowed townhouses, because you walk up to them, there's like 400 stairs to get to the front door. So I think that there's a lot of merit in trying to stay in the home that you've known for a long time, and the home that your family's known. And how do you do that? How do you get some equity to stay there? And the cost of living has gone up, cost of gas, cost of groceries. Your retirement plan that seemed secure before maybe isn't that secure, and you could use a little bit of help trying to make it work. And that's why a reverse mortgage seems to make some sense. And that's why we have Darlene Vilas on the show here with us today, giving us a little bit of background, giving us a little bit more understanding on reverse mortgages. I've blah, blah, blahed for a while, so I'll go back to the money people here.
But you Darlene, know, Chris,
yeah. Yeah, so sorry, Kelvin.
Before I get Darlene to answer, I'll tell you, before you said that I changed my mind about reverse mm-hmm. mortgages, I'll tell you why. Because you only know what you know, right? So remember, I always say readers are leaders and leaders are readers. So I started reading more and more about this thing and more questions from clients. And that really got me to thinking about 6-7 months ago about this. And I kept on reading and researching. Of course, I always try and find an expert in the field, not just somebody, mm-hmm. right? Because there's many somebody. Mm-hmm. And that's why I reached out to Darlene when I read about her, what she did, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, that's why she's here to tell us about, you know, some of the popular things with reverse mortgages, what's not so popular, the goods and bads, and so carry on though.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, Darlene, sorry to interrupt you, about reverse mortgages. And we're talking about how, well, A, it's not something that's going to be taxable income because it's tied to your primary residence. But how do you get that money? Like, is it something that is coming out in a lump sum that now is going to sit in my bank account? Is it come out in installments, sort of the way that reversing the way that I paid my mortgage? How do we tap into that money?
Well said, Chris, really well said. So the most popular way to take out a reverse mortgage is in that lump sum. And typically what that has to do then is pay off any, we call it stressful debt. So an existing mortgage, for example, if you have a secured line of credit on your house, you can apply for this reverse mortgage as long as you have a small enough balance on your mortgage that this reverse mortgage can pay it off. Mm-hmm. Because the goal is to improve cash flow in retirement and get rid of that monthly payment of principal and interest that's being amortized and might not ever be paid out in full in your lifetime.
Right.
But that money to the bank can be completely freed up because the reverse mortgage will pay it off. The other thing people do with lump sums is they renovate their homes. They improve it. Sometimes they need wheelchair ramps or different things for changing needs.
Right.
Sometimes they buy a cottage or a second home, or what we talked about earlier, they help their grandchildren or their children with an early inheritance and then can watch them put a down payment on a home. So that's the most often type of reverse mortgage lump sum at the beginning. The second is a monthly advance. So you can most often use for increasing your monthly cash flow, boosting your lifestyle. You can totally supplement your pension income. And it protects your investments because you're not having to cash out your investments or take any early RIF money because this is available to you. And some people do a combination. So I'll finish by saying you can take the lump sum, pay off any secured debt that you might have on the house, and then set up either monthly draws, you could take quarterly draws, or you could even have a scheduled annual advance. If you spend time in Florida, you're looking to go south and you need X amount of dollars to spend your time in the winters, you might just want to draw $20,000 a year or whatever you need to do that.
And with the markets the way they are, it might be you might want to maybe suspend your RIF, depending on what age you are, and maybe take it from the reverse mortgage where your taxable is not as much. There's many things you can do with this reverse mortgage and rather just, you know, have a lump, you know. So there's many benefits, I think, to the reverse mortgage.
Yes,
that's interesting too, Kelvin, because you know you talk about tax and so much of financial planning comes to how you're going to minimize the burden that you're paying in taxes and how you're going to be able to keep as much of your own money on hand.
Well, the tax man that's going to get us, right? Not so much the stock market because that goes up and down. So if you can find an alternative, like Darlene is saying, to supplement your income and don't pay the tax and don't sell your house, man, Bob's your uncle, right?
I caught you said, Darlene, that, you know, if you've got a mortgage currently and maybe you want to, you know, get rid of those payments and stuff, like what is there a limit if you do have a mortgage currently on your home? Are you is someone like that think, well, I can't qualify for reverse mortgage because I've already got a mortgage on my home? How does that work out? What's the balance on that?
Yeah, that's a good question. So what people would have to do is speak to myself and find out what kind of a quote they would qualify for. Mm-hmm. So that's based on two things, the value of your home and your age. So that recipe, if you will, spits out a number, which is the quote that you would get. So as long as the mortgage you're currently carrying is under the quote that the reverse mortgage will give you, the reverse mortgage can go as high as 55% of your home. So if you have a home worth $1 million, you can access up to $550,000 in a reverse mortgage, but it's based on your age as well. So the older you are, the more you're eligible for. If you were 55 coming to me with a $1 million home, you'd right. probably qualify for $250,000.
What about income?
In terms of drawing it?
No, in terms of getting it. Do you have to have an income to qualify for a reverse mortgage?
That's a good question. You do not. You have to have you have to be a homeowner. You have to be of a certain age and you have to look after your property taxes and house insurance.
Yeah, because many times you go for a loan or line of credit or whatever, and it sounds, your income is pension income, so forget it.
Or it's not enough to debt service a new mortgage at the bank or a line of credit at the bank.
Interesting stuff. You know, I think we'll take a quick break here and we'll come back. And I got some more questions about reverse mortgages as we continue with Darlene Vilas, who's an independent mortgage broker and a reverse mortgage specialist, joining Kelvin the Money Guy and myself here on Your Life, Your Money. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with Darlene or Kelvin, you can visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you could call Kelvin anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Stay tuned for more Your Life, Your Money here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to Your Life, Your Money. I am Chris Creston, joined as always by Kelvin, the Money Guy, and Darlene Vilas, who is an independent mortgage broker and reverse mortgage specialist. All hour we've been talking about reverse mortgages. And, you know, Darlene, as someone who is a specialist in reverse mortgages, you've probably touched a lot of lives and, you know, experienced a lot of, you know, your clients' experiences and gone through a lot with them. And I'd love to hear some of the personal stories that come along with that.
Well, just to, you know, recap and have people listening understand that these mortgages just allow homeowners over 55 to access up to 55% of their home. Again, that percentage is going to depend on the age of the borrower, where they live, the value, the type of property, and knowing that there's no monthly payments, that interest accruing will not be, you know, due back to the bank until the house is sold. And that interest is deferred until you leave the house. So your money is freed up to do other things. And what I wanted to share with you today is a story from the fall of 2015, when a lady was referred to me who owned a property with her dad and her sister. So her dad was in his late 80s and Bette and her sister were in their 60s, all on title of the home. Dad was really struggling with cash flow and the daughters wanted to help. So since they were all on title and over 55, they were approved for financing, which would help out their dad. The following year, I was speaking at our national conference. Our entire mortgage industry gets together, and it was in Vancouver, BC, and my topic was reverse mortgages. So I was preparing slides for the presentation, and I wanted to include a card that Bette had sent me following the closing of the mortgage. And I felt, knowing she was the one who took action to help her dad and was able to resolve really his financial issues, the card was so heartfelt. I'd really like to share it with you now because it really hit home for me, knowing the impact that this financing had on this family. So it was dated January 9th, 2016. Dear Darlene, Bob and I want to thank you for all the extra time and effort you spent making sure the mortgage process went as smoothly as possible. Because of your extra effort on our behalf, we spent a much happier Christmas with my father. Now that the financial issues are resolved, we are finally home again. Thank you and all the best for the new year. So just prior to that family, I had a very personal story to share about reverse mortgages. And that's when my mother-in-law inherited a beautiful family estate in the Eastern Townships of Quebec. She grew up spending her summers there with all her cousins. And so did my son, and so did his dad. So when her mom passed away, she was willed this property, which was on over 7 acres on a beautiful bay in the eastern region of Quebec. And the home, which was built in 1913 by her grandfather, was in need of some updates and repairs, which she couldn't afford to do. So the first thing I did was I looked into a line of credit for her, but because of her income situation, she was declined and she didn't qualify. Her income was too low. So I pushed the envelope, found this solution. And what she did was she used the financing from a reverse mortgage that did a combination of what we talked about earlier. It gave her a lump sum. So she had the cash to do the updates that she wanted to do. She invested part of that lump sum with her financial advisor, which was put into annuity that paid her a monthly income. You know, complementing her CPP, her OAS, and her lifestyle in retirement allowed her to do more. So my son enjoyed many summers at the lake. He got to spend tons of time with extended family members, beach barbecues, Canada Day celebrations, but I'll try and get through this, but most importantly, time with his granny. So I've had countless stories of families, you know, whose lives have been enhanced through these type of options and by this type of financing. I'm blessed that I have access to this type of options for seniors. And I think it's really worth the discussion. If you're listening at home this morning and you have any questions or you think this might help your grandparent or your parents or your someone you know or a close friend, then by all means, ask the questions. There's so much more we could cover. We're running out of time, but you know, there are, you know, a review that should be done. Open conversations and communication with your family, with your financial advisor. If you don't have one, reach out to Kelvin for sure. He's very, you know, very aware of this product.
Well, I find it helps you do all those things you say, improve your home, enrich your lives, do a lot of things you can do without selling your house. So really explore it. People that are listening, get on our, you know, give your financial advisor a call, give us a call. And really sit down and take the next little while and think about doing this and set a plan for yourself, right, darling?
Yeah, it's important to plan early. It's important to look at all the options available to you and have those open discussions. Start early.
Yeah, don't be closed-minded to things. You know, open up the what's happened and explore things, right?
Yeah, and embrace what, you know, is available to you. You earned the equity in your home. You've looked after it. You've cared for it. This real estate market is hot.
And so you only know what you know, right? So explore.
Well, that's great. And thank you so much, Darlene, for sharing that personal story too. I think it means a lot to know that it's not just an option that's out there for your clients. It's also one that you've used in your own family. And like you said, you know, Kelvin, you want to keep these options on the table. And like so many things we talk about, planning's important. So if you've got this in mind, you should start thinking about it now, not, you know, when it's too late or when you're, you know, backed up against the wall, but to know that it's something that you have on the table or in your back pocket that you can pull out when needed. And I want to thank Darlene Villas for joining us today. I think it's been a great experience to hear about reverse mortgages and understand them from someone who works closely with them. She's an independent mortgage broker and a reverse mortgage specialist. You can get in touch with her by visiting Kelvin's website. We'll link up her contact there as well. That website is askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can call them anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Thanks again, Darlene, and thanks, Kelvin, for another great show. Stay tuned to 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.